This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
At Farm Credit Illinois, our success is your success. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit Illinois knows what farmers need and want from a financial partner. We provide farm families, rural landowners, and agribusinesses with a dependable and competitive source of financial capital and risk management services. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, our focus is on serving you, the farmer. As the recognized leader in competitively priced farm loans and insurance products, farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for generations. So let us show you how our deep roots, long history, and wide network can benefit your farming operation. Find us online at farmcreditil.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to our member owners for nearly 100 years.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 343 and three quarters, up three quarters. March corn, 355 and a half, up a half. May corn, 364 and a quarter, up three quarters. November soybeans, 980 and three quarters, down eight and three quarters. January soybeans, 989 and a quarter, down eight and a quarter. March soybeans, 9.97, down 7 1/4. December wheat, 4.96 and a quarter, down 4 1/2. March wheat, 5.12 and three quarters, down 5 1/2. May wheat, 5.24, down 5 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mostly lower on Tuesday afternoon, with the USDA slightly increasing the estimate of prevented planting of corn and soybean acres. Corn showed only minor strength, while soybeans could not overcome the big crop syndrome and retreated lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 315 to 337, soybean bids down 22 to 24 cents at 956 to 1146. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 310 to 328, while soybean bids were 7 to 9 cents weaker at 948 to 1230. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 310 to 334, soybean bids down 9 cents at 956 to 1095, and the wheat bids 5 to 13 lower at 355 to 430. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed in a range of 1181 to 1256. Basis was steady to as much as 50 cents stronger on Tuesday, ranging from 200 to 275 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 619.30 to 638.30. That was up $31.50 to $60.50 per ton higher, with basis up $32 to $61 per ton. And that's 281 to 300 over, no, I'm sorry, 281 to 300 over October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 12 cents stronger at 335 to 354. Basis 11 cents stronger, range from 9 under to 10 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 6 cents higher at 324 to 336. Basis steady to as much as 5 cents higher, range from 8 to 20 under December. Soybean bids ended mixed at 9.94 to 12.06, with basis also mixed on soybeans ranged from 13 to 2 1/4 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 6 cents lower at 3.41 to 3.42. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 9 to 19 cents with quotations at 10.11 to 10.81. Soft red or winter wheat steady to 5 cents lower at 4.01 to 4.06. And the Milo a penny lower on Tuesday at 3.24 to 3.29. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 290 up to 315. New crop soybean bids range from 941 to 963. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 306 up to 316. New crop soybean bids at 944 to 968. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 302 to 320. And the new crop soybean bids were at 946 to 967. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 156.20, down 15 cents. December live cattle, 158.87, down 15 cents. February live cattle, 159.25, down 45 cents. September feeder cattle, 229.60, up 35 cents. October feeder cattle, 225.87, up 2 cents. November feeder cattle, 223.77, up 2 cents. October lean hogs, 106.87, up 80 cents. December lean hogs, 95.92, up 7 cents. February lean hogs, 93.30, down 80 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Tuesday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 79 cents higher in a range of 89 to 105.50 with a weighted average carcass price of 101.51. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 50 to 55, 4 to 5 weights 53 to 57, 5 to 6 weights 54 to 58, and 600 pounds and up 55 to 60. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $66 up to $72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 18,466 head. And now from the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 374 head. Steers and heifers were $3 to $4 lower. Holstein steers were $1 lower. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 156.50 to 161.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 145 to 154.25. And choice slaughter heifers, 160 to 162. Select and choice heifers, 150.75 to 155. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 370 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 110.75, and that was $1.90 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $247.64, that was $1.38 lower, and select carcasses at $232.96. That was 32 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 417,000. That compared to 405,000 last week and 432,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield and Scottville, $3.34. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.83. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.66. September beans delivered to Scottville, $9.72. October beans delivered to Scottville, $9.66. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.79. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.34. Beans at Greenfield are $9.83. Beans at Scottville are $9.72. And wheat at Scottville is $3.79. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Steinseed Regional Sales Agronomist Gary Niemeyer.
When it comes to Steinseed, one thing you can count on is performance. Our high-yielding genetics and a wide range of technologies give you an edge at harvest. Hi, I'm Myron Stein. And at Steinseed, we're continually inspired to deliver on the promise that Stein has yield. Thanks to decades of in-depth research and a tireless focus on quality, we're proud to offer you a choice in performance for your field.
If you're driven by performance, then choose Stein this season. Visit steinseed.com or contact your local Steinseed dealer today.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 70s with light and variable winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 50s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday and Sunday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is falling. We have partly cloudy skies, scattered fog in the area right now, a temperature of 42 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Stein Seed. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
As her ride pulls into the driveway, Daddy's little girl hugs her father one last time before college. It's a hug that says everything that both of them wanted to. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm gonna miss you. The warmth from his embrace is still there as the car pulls into Casey's and she picks up the pizza that Dad ordered for the road. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Wednesday morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you.
This is Aaron with CHS Shipman, and here's what's really going on in the country. Harvest time is quickly approaching, and it's our desire at CHS Shipman for you to be efficient, because no farmer wants to leave money in the field. At CHS Shipman, we have expert agronomists, precision ag experts, and energy experts. It's time to fill your tanks and to bring in your monitors to prepare for harvest. So come see us at CHS just off Route 140 and in Shipman. This is Aaron with CHS, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau District 14 Young Leader Representative. Can't wait to check the markets. By joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can receive the weekly Farm Week newspaper free. You'll love the charts in the back. How about the free Farm Week market information? You can also receive the latest updates about the markets on your cell phone. Get AgriVisor free online, plus listen to the free RFD radio network and podcast. Brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Trust trust in a bank develops over time. Not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
As early harvest numbers come in, people are trying to get a grasp on just how big this year's crop is. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions gives an overview on what the grain markets are looking like this week.
Well, the grain markets are trying to get a handle on just how big these crops might be. USDA's tendency in past big crop years was to have a rather small upward adjustment in corn and soybean yields in September report and a much bigger adjustment upward in the October report. So when their September estimates came in higher than they expected, they're thinking, just how big might these crops be? And many of the early harvest results have just been amazingly impressive. Not everywhere, we grant that. There have been those areas that have had problems. But it's been very impressive to see just how high some of the yield results have been so far from actual fields cut, large acreages cut. And so the trade is hearing about this, wondering how big the crops might be. The other factor is the acreage estimates. And USDA FSA released its latest total of certified acreage to date this morning, and that showed that certified acreage wasn't as high as what some believed. But the question is, how relevant is that? What is the correlation between that and USDA NAS final acreage? And the correlation isn't real strong, and so the debate will probably continue over the next 4 or 5 months about what the acreage should be. But the bottom line is, even if the acreage is down 1 to 2 million acres, the increase in bushels is the big problem right now. That's what's weighing on the market, is the size of this year's corn and soybean crops and the burdensome supply that's going to leave us with. And that's why prices remain overall under pressure.
So it sounds like in general, we're just getting a lot of information coming out and trying to think of how to process all of it.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the job of the marketplace, is to take the information that it has and that it receives and try to determine what is fair value for that grain or commodity at any one time. There's a lot of debate about whether that's good or accurate or whatever. But it's probably the best marketing system in the world right now. Now, we know that with the involvement of the funds and the speculative money, that there's a tendency in the market to drive prices too low during times of low prices and too high during times of high prices. That's part of the mechanism of it. So the effort is this one of those times when we're driving it too low? Our concern is with central bank monetary policy around the world and some of the economic developments around the world, we've been seeing a rush toward the U.S. dollar, with the U.S. dollar trading at 14-month highs. That makes our commodities less competitive overseas, so therefore the funds really don't want to own U.S. commodities, so they've been either getting out of the commodities or establishing short or sold positions in the commodities, coming at the same time we have seasonal weakness because of the big harvest, and that's why we think prices will end up being much lower than would otherwise be expected, based only on supply and demand fundamentals.
Now, back to the crop itself, are there any worries about the wet fall so far that are weighing in on the market? I know some people are worried that the wet fall is going to hinder farmers getting out into the fields, and we're going to see a bit of a loss of the crop just from having it stand out there for so long.
Well, that is a concern on the farm because of some of the stock rot issues that we're seeing. When you have such high yield potential, a lot of times that plant has taken everything it has out of that stock and just really mining the stock of the nutrients in order to make grain and to make as much grain as possible. So we want to get it harvested as quickly as possible. And we've had some areas where rain has been a little bit more than what we'd like to see, slowing down the movement toward harvesting the crops. Overall, as we look at the forecast going forward from this point, the trade's not too concerned about it, particularly with the large surpluses expected. We have the hurricane off the Baja California, with the remnants of that expected to make their way across the plains and into the central and southwestern Midwest as we go into this weekend and early next week. But that's the primary rain event we're looking at now over the next 2 weeks or the rest of the month of September. So other than that moisture coming from that hurricane, we're looking at a relatively open weather period for those who don't get that remnant moisture. The rest of the Midwest should see a more open period, allowing the fields to dry and harvest to progress.
Suderman also went over how the Scottish vote for independence could affect the markets.
Well, that's an excellent question. We're definitely seeing the impact on the equity markets. Now, the U.S. equity market is looking at both the Federal Reserve monetary policy meeting over the next 2 days, while European equity markets are also looking at the Scottish vote for independence. That is generally seen as bearish for the equity markets if we see Scotland vote for independence. That kind of casts a bearish cloud over the whole investment world, worried that it will help undermine the European recovery in that area, create additional problems for Europe, which could eventually weigh on the global economy overall. So that tends to be somewhat bearish toward commodity demand as well. Now, that's not a major factor for the commodities, but it is a contributing factor for the commodities, plus the fact that anything that hurts Europe's economy and economic growth tends to pressure the euro, supporting the U.S. dollar, and a stronger U.S. dollar probably has a more direct bearish impact on commodity prices.
Now, we're also seeing the sanctions against Russia starting to have a real effect on the Russian economy. Are we seeing an effect with us for that as well?
Yeah, it's hard to tell if the sanctions are having more of an impact on Russia's economy or just being in a time of war having more of an effect on Russia's economy and the investors not wanting to invest and the inflation that they're having there and high interest rates. But overall, as we look at the U.S. markets, it's not having a significant effect yet on U.S. grain markets because Russia has every incentive to export as much as what it can in order to generate revenue for its economy. And so a bumper wheat crop there in particular is applying a lot of pressure to world prices as Russia keeps lowering its prices so it can move its wheat onto the world market. And kind of it's a race to the bottom now with everyone trying to compete and get rid of their wheat. And that's putting a lot of pressure on U.S. wheat prices.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. Illinois' weekly crop and weather report has been released. Rainfall and very cool temperatures occurred throughout the state last week, hampering corn harvest advancement. There were 3.2 days suitable for field work for the week ending September 14th. Statewide precipitation averaged 2.3 inches, 1.44 inches above normal. The average temperature was 59.8 degrees, 9.2 degrees below normal. Corn dented reached 91% compared to 82% last year. Corn mature reached 37%, up 20 percentage points from last week. Corn harvest was 2% complete, 1 percentage point ahead of last year, but 11 percentage points behind the 5-year average. Corn condition was rated at 82%, good to excellent. Soybeans turning color reached 57% compared to the 5-year average of 54%. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 20%, up 13 percentage points from last week. Soybean condition was rated at 76%, good to excellent. Sorghum turning color reached 84% and sorghum mature reached 36%. Pasture condition was rated at 2% very poor, 5% poor, 23% fair, 51% good, and 19% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 6% short, 74% adequate, and 19% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 11% short, 79% adequate, and 9% surplus. As farmers get into the fields, the Montgomery County Young Leaders ask that you keep in mind a fundraiser that they are doing, Grain for Groceries. I spoke with Heath Houck for more information.
Last year was our best year that we've had so far in the 3 years that we've done it. We were able to raise over $8,000 and give all that money to the local food pantries, and It was a big success. We tried to push it harder last year, and we're going to continue to try to ramp it up this year, and hopefully we can, even with commodity prices seeming to fall some, hopefully we can still help out and give back to our local food pantries.
And there is a little bit of concern with donations this year, I assume, because the price of the crops has dropped so much as compared to last year.
Right, but at the same time, I mean, those things are out of our control, and you know, we've got our goal would again, I would say, be, I would like to see it in that $10,000 range again, maybe, and try to increase it again this year. And I know that it's going to take more grain. But there's a lot of farmers in the county, and I feel like if everybody were to give some, just give a small portion of that back, it wouldn't be, it's not out of the realm of the possibility of exceeding last year's donations. So, you know, it is what it is, and commodity prices hopefully will bounce back. We probably won't see near what we've seen the last few years, but, you know, all we can do is hope for the generosity of the farmers in the county, and I know that they will know that they'll come through with that, and we'll have another, it's not a doubt in my mind, that we'll have another successful year again this year.
Well, sounds great, and best of luck to you. Now, for those who still are not sure about what Grain for Groceries exactly is or how it works, can you go over how the whole thing works?
Sure can. It's really a simple process. As you go to the elevator this fall, all the elevators in the county are participating. And basically, when you go in, you can tell the clerk in the scale house there that you'd like to donate, whether it be 5, 10, 100, whatever amount of bushels of that load that you're bringing in, you can donate that. Just tell them that you'd like to donate to the Grain for Groceries drive. And it's really as simple as that, because then they'll take care of the rest of it. And like I said, 100% of that money that is raised goes back to our local food pantries. And so it's a simple process, and I just want to just ahead of time there, you know, thank everybody that's given in the past, and also, you know, like I said earlier, that if every farmer in the county were to just give a small portion of their grain to this program, it's definitely going for a good cause. And if everybody would just think hard about it, even if it's only 5 or 10 bushel, you know, every little bit, every little bit counts, and just want to kind of ahead of time thank those that are going to donate, and we hope that we definitely exceed our goal this year.
Again, that was Heath Houck with the Montgomery County Young Leaders talking about Grain for Groceries. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.